Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us for Connected. Tim, we're each other's guest once again.
Hey, we love it.
We love when we have dear friends that come in, but we also just enjoy each other as well.
Absolutely. A lot of times, this is the only time we get until the evenings because we're such, you know, we're busy people throughout the day. But hey, it's going to be an exciting time today on Connected. We're going to be talking about deliverance and the four elements of deliverance.
Well, there's four. But before we get any further, we are having a deliverance service Friday and Saturday. It's not Friday or Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday. A lot of times you have revivals and people say, well, I'll come on Wednesday night and I'll come on Friday night and I'll take Thursday off. Well, this is a 2-day event, or I should say a Friday night and Saturday event, and they go together. It's mandatory. If you go through the Saturday service, you have to be there for the teaching on Friday.
That's right.
And we will explain why. It's really for the benefit of the people, but we'll explain more about that later. But it's starting tomorrow night, Tim, 7 o'clock at Father's House, formerly World Lighthouse Worship Center. We'll give you the directions and all that stuff. And it's going to be a great time. A lot of people are going to get set free. I know you're looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
Tolerate alternative ways. Then they turn around and tell our schools that our kids can't pray. This whole world's gone crazy. Hey, where's the Christians? We gotta watch what we say, cause we might offend someone who worships Allah or some idol in the sand. We worry more about our politics and the color of our skin than we do about what's right and how this all will end. I just shake my head and say, yeah, what happened to the line between right and wrong? What happened to our faith that once made us strong? What happened to one nation under God? What happened to conviction? What happened to the preacher who will tell it like it is and say sin will take you straight to hell, but God can forgive? What happened to the people who will stand and say, hey, I'm a Christian? We got churches on the TV saying, come on in. We welcome everybody, it don't matter how you live. We got people singing in the choir who's never been saved. We got people living right next door who's never heard the way. We're supposed to make a difference. Hey, where's the witness? What happened to the line between right and wrong? What happened to our faith that once made us strong? What happened to one nation under God? What happened to conviction? What happened to the preacher who will tell
it like it is and say sin will take you straight to hell, but God can forgive. What happened to the people who will stand and say, hey, I'm a Christian? Jehovah is the Father, and Jesus is the only way. It's time to spread the news. Stand our ground and preach the gospel true. Will you draw the line with me between right and wrong? Will you stand up in faith and say, let the weak be strong? Will you pray this prayer with me? Lord, pour out your conviction. Will you stand on the line and tell it like it is and say sin will take you straight to hell, but God can forgive? Will you stand with me and say, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian.
Yeah, yeah. And Sharon, we are back here on Connected Today, and we're going to be talking about the subject of deliverance and the four elements of deliverance. But we are excited about the actual deliverance seminar teaching tomorrow night.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock p.m., and then we'll be coming back at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and it's mandatory that you be there. On Friday evening, you will be getting a pass to get back in on Saturday morning for the teaching. It's about 45 minutes, and then the actual mass deliverance service that's going to follow.
You know, something we didn't mention earlier on The Winning Life is that it's free of charge.
That's right.
There will be a free will offering.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we ask and require is that for you to go through Saturday service, you have to be there Friday night. And like we said before, it's for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't go through the teaching, it's not going to help you that much.
That's exactly right. And the enemy's always trying to stir things up and cause confusion. So we are through the process of elimination. I am a person that believes in prevention. And
uh-huh.
We were taught this several years ago in getting my degree in psychology, that you can prevent a lot of things from happening if you will just focus on prevention and eliminate problems up front.
And a lot of problems are because of ignorance, and I'm not talking about a deliverance service. I'm talking about anything in general. Ignorance, what you teach many times you don't have to fix,
mm-hmm.
because people have understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about deliverance.
Absolutely. Well, several years ago, in the mid-90s, I had a deliverance service in Pennsylvania. And in having a deliverance service, I did approximately 6 weeks' worth of teaching. And I explained to the folks the very last Sunday that I had taught that sixth week, please, whatever you do, make sure that you come on that Friday evening, because we had a Friday evening and a Saturday morning, just
mm-hmm.
like we're doing now. I said on that Friday evening, I am teaching you this evening on how to retain or maintain your deliverance and how to close those sin doors and how to listen to worship music and also to read the Word of God and to get in you what left. Something
mm-hmm.
leaves
mm-hmm.
when we go through deliverance. A part of the personality becomes affected. If you had rage, a spirit of rage, and you get delivered from that, it leaves you, and then there's an empty void in there. There's a hole, if you will, and we need to place that up with something, fill that crack up, so to speak. And so what we do is we listen to worship music and we read the Word of God. And until we get filled up with that, and then that closes the sin door for allowing what did leave us
mm-hmm.
in bondage never to come back again.
Yes, yes, yes. So for you to be helped, you have to be there Friday night.
That's right.
Now, we're saying if you come Friday night, it doesn't mean you to come Friday night so you know who to bring on Saturday.
That's right.
You have to, the very person who is there on Saturday has to be there Friday night for your benefit and for the benefit of everyone.
That's exactly
you,
right.
There's no cost, but you will get a pass after going through the teaching on Friday night for Saturday. You know, there's no quick fix. There's no drive-through with God.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people, they just want things fast and easy. Mm-hmm. I remember somebody coming to me because they had some issues that they would not deal with and said, would you pray and fast and pray for me? And I said, no, I will pray with you. I will help you. I will teach you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things you have to do. And that's what God is saying. If you
Absolutely.
Really, you know, if you really want help, you'll be there for the teaching.
Absolutely. And, you know, finishing up the story from several years ago, on that Friday evening, the purpose of that was to equip and educate. Again, to equip and educate on retaining your deliverance. And then I said, once you get there on Saturday morning, you will not be confused. You will have all the right information. You will have retained what you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And once that takes place, there should be no questions asked for a disturbance
uh-huh.
or for a spirit of confusion to come in. But the enemy always tries to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I make plenty of time in advance to tell the people, whatever you do, make sure you know this. Above anything else, on that Friday evening, it's mandatory that you come, because if you don't, you can't get back in on that Saturday morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Tim, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 724 North Park Road, Grantsville, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Father's House,
mm-hmm.
is where they will come. Let's talk about deliverance for the next few moments.
Yeah, well, let me just say this to you, first of all, that I believe that we need to look at the term possessed.
Okay.
The King James Version, when the translators translated the word possessed, it's not accurately translated. It should have been translated demonized.
Okay.
In other words, nobody can be completely controlled by the devil because we have a will.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we surrender our will completely over to the devil and say, fill me up, like mm-hmm. we sing, you know, fill my cup, Lord, fill it up, Lord.
What you mean to the devil?
Exactly. But then you would be making reference to the devil. But, you know, there's several ways that we can look at this subject of deliverance. Some folk believe that they received deliverance when they got saved. And in a sense, that's true. There was some deliverance, but there's some things like generational curses that we talked about on The Winning Life
mm-hmm.
This week about. There's things such as soul ties being broken, some wicked soul ties that you may have formed through the law of contact and transmission.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Bible says lay hands suddenly on no man. Well, maybe in ministry we've laid hands on people and we felt something come into us. We thought it was good, but later on found out it wasn't good.
Yes.
Then there must have been a sin door open through seeing something or through hearing something
mm-hmm.
or through the law of contact and transmission. What was in
yeah.
them came upon you when you laid hands upon them. So lay hands suddenly on no man. So then when we understand that even after we get saved, if we understand the authority that we have in Jesus' name, we can will these things to come out of us.
Mm-hmm.
I like using the word, the Greek word pneuma from John 4:24. God is a spirit or pneuma, and they that worship him must worship him in pneuma and in truth. Pneuma means breath,
mm-hmm.
spirit, or life.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a spirit like the spirit of rejection. The spirit of rebellion, things like this. Those get in through generational curses, through the an open sin door, through seeing something or through hearing something. A lot of times we hear things like, I don't love you. Next thing you know, that's a curse.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is we have to use the authority to bind that spirit. I bind the spirit of rejection in Jesus' name, and then we break and loose ourselves. Whatsoever things we loose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now I loose myself from the spirit of rejection, and we just breathe it out or mm-hmm. cough it out through mm-hmm. force out the air passageway, and because of our authority, that thing has to leave us.
Amen. We have authority
mm-hmm.
over these things, but so many people, Tim, they have opened themselves up to devils. Either watching something, it could be something sinful on the movies, it could have been a sex act.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even have to be pornography.
That's
for
right.
a spirit of lust to come into your soulish realm. There, I read a statistic that was done in the early 1990s, and it said 9% of pastors
mm-hmm.
were hooked on pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's those who admitted to it.
That's exactly right.
Now, some of those same pastors would say there's no need for deliverance, and they're the ones standing in deliverance more than any. I mean, let's keep it honest. There are some that are born again, but
right.
they still struggle with habits.
Mm-hmm.
They still, there are some who name the name of Jesus, but they have a lying spirit. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said to Timothy, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. He had a spirit of fear.
That's right.
That did not come from God.
That's
so
right.
where would it come from?
That's right.
It come from the devil. And so we have to be very intentional when it comes to living a clean life before the Lord and being delivered from these things. I mean, there's contaminants in the soul that affects the mind, the will,
That's
the
right.
emotions.
That's right.
Stuff happens in life. There are some who've gone through trauma.
That's right.
Some who've gone through divorce, incest, molestation, rape, had abortions before they knew Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be healed.
That's right. Well, you know, strongholds. Let's look at strongholds for just a second. What you're talking about through spirit of fear, spirit of rejection, spirit of rebellion, things like this, these form strongholds on the inside of man's mind, will, and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And strongholds are incorrect thinking patterns that people develop over time and are often set up and nurtured by these demons through lies and deceptions. So this is what I say. Why would an unsaved person need a demon cast out of them? You know, it's the belief. Believers' authority that we
yes.
have to remove these things from us.
Mm-hmm.
If there's strongholds there, we can remove these wicked strongholds and replace them with good ones.
Yes. Well, the Apostle Paul, he said, casting down what?
Imaginations.
Yes.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And listen to this, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
And the thought is in the soulish realm,
the
mind, will,
That's
and
right.
emotions. Oh, we'll be back in just a little bit. The deliverance service begins tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, once again. It's mandatory if you come Saturday to get the teaching on Friday to be there. There is no cost.
That's
it's
right.
a free will offering.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get a pass, a free pass, when you attend the Friday night to go through this mass deliverance service on Saturday at 9 o'clock. There are some people right now, this is what they have been praying for, what they've been looking for.
That's right.
And the answer is here. We'll be right back. we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. There are people that need to come, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to get there. God is able to make a way. Mm-hmm. He really, really is.
Absolutely. Of course, and we're speaking about the Deliverance Seminar mm-hmm. that's going to be taking place tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Father's House, 724 mm-hmm. North Park Road here in Grantsville, Maryland, then on Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Absolutely. Father, right now, we just thank you, Lord, for help in your word. We thank you that your word speaks to everything. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Father, for those, Lord. You know, there is a wife right now that's been saying, my husband needs to be there. My husband needs to be there. And I'm just going to be honest. You cannot change your husband. You cannot get him to come. But you can come. You can come mm-hmm. in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Change. God wants to change us. So, Father, I just thank you for making a way for your people to come.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you that your word declares in Romans 10 and verse number 13 that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, healed, and delivered. And mm-hmm. we thank you for that deliverance. And we believe there's going to be a mighty deliverance.
Mm, glory to God.
Come tomorrow evening and then on Saturday, Father. We thank you. There's a woman by the name of Betty. You're listening right now and you want to come, but you say you don't have the finances. And Holy Spirit can make a way
yes.
where there is no way. Just ask God. He said, mm-hmm. ask and you shall receive. And right now, in Jesus' name, we just break and loose our listeners right now from the spirit of poverty. I'm sensing that. Mm-hmm. That a spirit of poverty has been broken off of someone right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you are going to walk in the spirit of prosperity.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm. Tim, the directions to get to Father's House, which used to be formerly World Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. It is now Father's House, still located in the same building next to the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. It is so easy to find. It's one of the easiest churches to find mm-hmm. because it's right off of Interstate 68. Mm-hmm. Exit 19, whether yeah. you're going east or west, it's exit 19. You will make a south turn when you get off of exit 19. Mm-hmm. If you're headed east, you'll make a right-hand turn. If you're headed west, you'll make a left-hand turn off of exit 19. Mm-hmm. Then it's the very first left, which is North Park Road. Mm-hmm. That road will take you directly to Father's House. Mm-hmm. You cannot miss it.
Yes.
And it's 724 North Park Road, Grantsville, Maryland, 215-36 for your GPS. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Mandatory if you come Saturday to be there Friday night. Mm-hmm. In fact, if people come to the door on Saturday and have not been there on Friday night, they will not be permitted into the service.
That's exactly right.
Because they have to get the teaching to be helped. There is no cost.
That's right.
It's just free will. Freely you have, freely give. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. Yeah, we're looking for an awesome time in the Lord. You will be equipped with the Word of God and with the right information and revelation to put yourself through deliverance and be set free and to be able to stay free.
Amen. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.